Welcome to Podium. I'm Jim Leach. The pandemic public health emergency is over, an emergency that was first formally declared back in March of 2020 with the arrival of COVID-19 in Illinois. Since then, there have been numerous emergency declarations, numerous restrictions put in place, numerous programs designed to help people both avoid getting sick from COVID-19 and helping them recover from the effects of the virus, both health effects and economic effects. Well, that formal emergency declaration ended this past week, and the occasion was marked here in Springfield with Governor J.B. Pritzker visiting the Sangamon County Department of Public Health to pay tribute to the healthcare heroes who did their best to keep us all safe during the height of the pandemic. That news conference began with the Sangamon County Public Health Director Gail O'Neill, surrounded by health department staffers.
We've been talking about what we've been through in the last 3 years, and one of the things that kind of came as a theme and we wanted to share, and timing was perfect because we unveiled our Stronger Together t-shirts, and you'll see that on our staff today. We've been through a trauma, a challenge. I believe we've done what public health does, and a lot of the healthcare providers, we've stepped up and made it through with our community pretty much intact, and we look forward, not really, but look forward to the next challenge that we face, and we'll make it any better. This room has been a shot room, a vaccination clinic, an emergency operating center, a daily briefing center. I was trying to think, everything's been the last 3 years. Emergency call center. It's just been everything, and we're glad to be able to have people back in and to celebrate this day with you. So I certainly thank all the staff. We couldn't have been better blessed than with the county board that we have and the Board of Health that gave us all kinds of support, anything we needed and things we didn't know we needed from the beginning. So especially one as a media person and a statistician, things we generally don't have. So we appreciate that and the dedication of our staff. And it's my pleasure to introduce Governor Pritzker.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you so much to Director Gail O'Neill for your kind introduction and for your dedication to the well-being of the people of Sangamon County. And I know that so many trying times over the last 3 years for you and for the staff of the Sangamon County Department of Health, and we just couldn't be more grateful to all of you for your sacrifices. I'm honored to be joined today by, well, you can see a few people behind me, but I especially want to recognize our Lieutenant Governor, Juliana Stratton, the Illinois Department of Public Health Director, Dr. Samir Vora, our National Guard Adjutant General, Rich Neely, our HFS Director, Teresa Eagleson, the House Speaker, Chris Welch, Senate President Don Harmon, Senator Doris Turner, Senator Karina Villa, Representative Sue Scherer, Representative Bob Morgan, HSHS St. John's College of Nursing Chancellor Dr. Charlene Aaron, Memorial Health Senior Vice President and Chief Physician Executive Dr. Raj Govindaya, and other healthcare partners that have joined us from hospitals and local health departments. We've gathered today together to mark a major milestone for both Illinois and for the nation. 38 months ago, around the world, we watched hundreds of thousands of people become sick from a novel coronavirus, and dozens of deaths turned into illnesses turned into thousands of deaths, and Illinois was just at the beginning of seeing dozens of cases and not yet any fatalities at the beginning. To prepare for the coming wave of infections and hospitalizations, I declared a public health emergency. We have since seen 4 million cases here in Illinois, hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations, and over 36,000 deaths from COVID-19. But with the historic and heroic efforts of our healthcare workers and institutions, with the perseverance and grit of the people of Illinois, and with 26 million vaccine doses administered, I couldn't be happier to announce today that all national and state COVID-19 related emergency declarations have finally come to an end. Nearly all state mitigations and restrictions ended really more than a year ago, but the lasting impacts of the virus did not. Maintaining only the aspects of the emergency declarations that would assist those who are most vulnerable meant that tens of thousands of Illinois residents were able to collect additional SNAP benefits to feed their families and retain expanded Medicaid health care coverage for as long as possible. The end of the federal emergency today means the end of those enhanced benefits. But my administration is doing everything in our power, working with the General Assembly to ease the transition for our most vulnerable families. That said, there were aspects of our state executive orders that have proven to be invaluable tools that we can afford to maintain, and the General Assembly has codified them. So as the emergency comes to an end, we continue to benefit from those tools. For example, during the pandemic, we vastly expanded the availability of telehealth, making it easier for patients to connect to healthcare professionals without having to leave their homes. Those telehealth visits are now covered by insurance and Medicaid. That's saving money, it's adding convenience, especially for seniors and working parents, and keeping people healthier. And just last week, I signed HB 559, sponsored by Representative Bob Morgan, who's here with us today, that expedites licensing so that we can expand our healthcare workforce. Bob, I want to especially recognize you. It's leaders like you that pave the way for a stronger and more prosperous Illinois. Thank you for your commitment to a healthier state. Now, before I speak to the heroes who made today possible, I want to take a moment to look back at where we've been and what we accomplished together. During the darkest days of the pandemic, while the state worked to mitigate its disastrous effects, the people of Illinois mobilized in so many ways to support our frontline workers and our most vulnerable communities, bringing pizzas to hospital workers to thank them for their bravery, dropping off mini medical kits and COVID tests to neighbors who were experiencing symptoms, and organizing food drives every day for students and seniors who might otherwise have gone without a meal. Back then and in the years since, Illinoisans have shown what we are all about: generosity, compassion, and kindness. It's those values that guided our state toward lower mortality rates and kept our hospitals from becoming overrun. And when the vaccines became available, our vaccine rollout centered on equity at every turn, focused on reaching our most vulnerable as soon as possible. When all was said and done, we became the first state in the Midwest to reach 70% adult vaccinations, 10.5 million doses going to Illinoisans of color. We have a lot to be proud of, and we should celebrate that. But we also have so much to grieve. Out of the nearly 7 million COVID deaths around the globe, more than 36,000 of those happened here in Illinois. Parents and grandparents, uncles and aunts, and daughters and sons, the disease showed no mercy, despite all our best efforts. I want to ask all of us to take a moment of silence for the 36,000 plus Illinoisans that we lost and the loved ones who mourn their absence. May their memories be a blessing. Although today marks the official end of our state's emergency declarations, we are taking this moment to ensure that we learn lessons from the pandemic experience so that we can prepare for the future and save lives in the years ahead. That's why I've proposed funding to upgrade our Department of Public Health's National Electronic Disease Surveillance System. That includes technology and additional staff to help monitor disease transmission and sound the alarm to continually identify and project the potential impact of new and emerging diseases on the horizon. I've ordered the Illinois Emergency Management Agency to monitor and maintain an adequate stockpile of supplies for our state, including personal protective equipment. IDPH and IEMA are regularly updating preparedness plans for possible future health emergencies, and we have made significant investments in healthcare services, including especially behavioral and mental health services. COVID reminded us that we can't predict the future, but we can prepare for it. And that's exactly what we are doing, because it's what Illinois families and our healthcare heroes deserve. With me today is Dr. Raj Govindaya, one of Illinois' 540,000 healthcare workers who put their own health at risk to save others. For sometimes months on end, our healthcare heroes had to keep their distance from their spouses, their parents, and their children to avoid infecting their families. They worked double and even triple shifts to handle the influx of critically ill patients coming their way. They kept Illinois hospitals open when other states' health systems were overwhelmed. And in the throes of exhaustion and burnout and trauma, our doctors and nurses and so many other healthcare and hospital staff held patients' hands and comforted them to make sure that they knew they weren't alone, even in their final moments. Most of us cannot even begin to imagine the sacrifices that our healthcare heroes have made these last 3 years. We owe them our everlasting respect and gratitude, and so many of us owe them our lives. So today, I am humbled and proud to declare May 11th as Illinois' Public Health and Healthcare Hero Day in honor of the extraordinary sacrifice and commitment to the people of Illinois. To Dr. Govindaya and the hundreds of thousands of healthcare workers and leaders throughout the land of Lincoln, from Chicago to Peoria to Quincy to Springfield to Carbondale and so many other places, thank you for your service. Thank you so much. On behalf of the people of the great state of Illinois, we couldn't be prouder to honor you today and every day. And now let's hear from our healthcare heroes. With that, it's my pleasure to introduce an exceptional leader in the field of public health, and that's our IDPH director, Dr. Samir Vohra. Doctor.
Well, I'm honored to be here today at the Sangamon County Public Health Department with Gail O'Neill to celebrate Public Health and Healthcare Hero Day and acknowledge the end of the COVID-19 public health emergency and statewide disaster declaration. I want to start by just saying thank you, Governor. Thank you for your leadership through every day of this public health emergency and for never wavering in your support to the public health and healthcare heroes that we celebrate today. Lieutenant Governor, Speaker Welch, President Harmon, thank you as well for helping guide the state of Illinois through these last 3 years, and I would be remiss not to thank our leaders throughout the General Assembly, the Governor's Office, and across our state agencies, especially my predecessor, Dr. Ezeke, for prioritizing our public's health. It was an effort of all of government. But today is about heroes, the incredible public servants that I have the privilege to lead at the Illinois Department of Public Health, and those at the 97 different local health departments across our great state. Today is about my healthcare colleagues and everyone who stepped up to support their needs at our hospitals, clinics, and every place they provide services. At their core, public health and healthcare, they're about service. Our professions are about caring, healing, and protecting individual patients and communities. We respond to calls to action, and there was no greater call than the COVID-19 pandemic. From those early days when most were sheltering at home to the heights of the Delta and Omicron waves, our public health and healthcare heroes continued to respond. They developed novel treatments, implemented the largest mass vaccine campaigns in our country's history, and stood by our side to explain, teach, and care. However, this heroism existed beyond just treating COVID-19. Babies were still born, people still had heart attacks, environmental disasters still occurred, and diabetes still had to be managed. Amidst the challenges of the emergency, public health and healthcare leaders found creative ways to make sure that all of health continued to be prioritized. Today is about those who continue to serve, but I also want to thank those who have served. A day celebrating them, but acknowledging the challenges that this group has faced. Their nonstop commitment to keeping Illinois safe and healthy has led to many leaving these cherished professions, some making the ultimate sacrifice, and significant burnout in those who remain. And while we praise our public health and healthcare heroes, we acknowledge today with mixed emotions, remembering those that we have lost. As the governor said, since the first case of COVID-19 in Illinois on January 24th, 2000, 36,850 Illinoisans have been taken from us by this disease. We mourn for these Illinoisans and continue to grieve for their families. Our lives have all changed in big and small ways, a period in our shared history that has shaped us all. But we stand today on this May 11th with very low COVID-19 activity across the state. COVID-19 continues to circulate and still poses a severe risk to those that are most vulnerable. We in public health and healthcare will continue to take it seriously and work to prevent its spread. Yet starting tomorrow, we move to COVID-19 being part of a new normal, an ever-present illness, but one no longer viewed as a public health emergency. Now, if the COVID-19 emergency was our public health crisis, before us now is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to use all that we have learned from fighting COVID to write new chapters in the story of public health. Chapters focused on community, chapters focused just as strongly on the prevention of disease as its treatment. Chapters focused on addressing historic inequities in the health of so many communities. Chapters focused not just on infectious disease, because we know infectious disease is an important part of public health, but on all of public health, from mental health to chronic disease to violence prevention to the opioid epidemic to maternal health and so much more. An emphasis on all the things that make us sick, but more importantly, all the things that can make us well. This opportunity marks a moment to go back and think about health, not as separating public health and healthcare, but instead to come together as one story, a unified vision for health. Now, we are all authors of this story, and we can all write the right new chapters in this amazing journey. However, the heroes that we celebrate today are health heroes. They're going to be the ones leading the charge. Now, I'm proud to be one of you today on Public Health and Healthcare Hero Day, and every single day moving forward. Thank you very much.
That's the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health, Dr. Samir Vohra. After remarks from Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, we then heard from the medical director for Springfield Memorial Hospital, Dr. Raj Govindaya.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here today to celebrate the end of the public health emergency. Thank you, Governor Pritzker, Lieutenant Governor Stratton, Dr. Vohra, and many others who have made this event possible. For us here in Central Illinois, in Sangamon County, the day the pandemic became real was March 14th, 2020. I vividly remember that day. It was a Saturday. We'd been working all day, and we had a press conference at Springfield Memorial Hospital. We weren't alone, though. We were joined by every healthcare organization in our community. Gail, you and I were on stage together. Actually, Dr. Miller, you and I were on stage as well. And we announced that we had our first patient with COVID-19 in our community. And when we really think back about that day, there was so much we did not know. It's strange. We were in that room, just like we are today, without masks. The governor's stay-at-home order started the very next day. The world changed like that. And as we're having this press conference, across the street, in our ICU, we have a patient fighting for their life. And we have healthcare workers wondering, how do I take care of this person? I have no treatments. I have to send the test to the Illinois Department of Public Health lab because we have no testing available in our hospital. Am I wearing this personal protective equipment properly? Now it's old hat, right? They can put it on and take it off in 20 seconds. But at that day, they were worried, how do I do that? They were scared. What happens if I get exposed? What happens if I get sick? Can I go home tonight and hug my child and sleep in the same bed as my spouse? But you know what? It's not a job. It's a profession. It is a calling. And these physicians, these nurses, these respiratory therapists, the patient care technicians who bathe and reposition the patient, they went in those rooms every single day, despite the unknown, because this is what they are called upon to do, to take care of me, to take care of you, to take care of our communities. And they did it. They served. They served so well. And it wasn't easy. My goodness, it wasn't easy. The healthcare system bent, but it never broke. And the reason for that is the dedication, the commitment to service of each and every healthcare worker. And I'm so proud to be able to represent them today. But I don't deserve any of that recognition. It is 1,000 nameless, faceless people who sat in rooms and held hands and talked to patients when their families could not visit. They talked to families who were out of town, who weren't in the hospital, and they communicated what was going on. They provide reassurance, healing, and love. Love for their fellow man. So today, we are in such a different place. The work of government, public health, researchers, physicians, pharmacists, and others, we now know how to prevent COVID through vaccination, treat it through wonderful therapies, and we are now at a completely different place of this pandemic. But we cannot forget those who perished, and we cannot forget those who stepped forward to serve our communities and our state and our country. And those are the heroes today. And while it's a privilege to speak on behalf of them, I ask that you celebrate all of the individuals who are not in this room, who are working today, right now, taking care of people in the emergency room who have strokes or heart attacks, or in the ICU or in their doctor's office, or in a public health clinic getting vaccinations for their young children. Those are the true heroes today.
Dr. Raj Govindaya of Springfield Memorial Hospital, echoing themes said earlier by Governor J.B. Pritzker, recognizing the healthcare heroes who worked tirelessly to keep us safe and healthy during the COVID-19 pandemic, now that that pandemic emergency has been declared officially over. Until next time, I'm Jim Leach for Podium.